good day, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II coming to you live out of Alaska. We're probably up around 11 hours, something like that, daylight. Feels good. I don't get discouraged or whatever by the night, but it's nice to have the sun up here. We're gaining, I haven't even looked today, but we're probably gaining about 4 or 5 minutes a day here already, so we're getting there. And just had a friend leave here, my computer here, about a week and a half ago, give me a big scare, wouldn't reload a couple of times, and I was able to scrape enough money together, and I went and got the cheapest quad 2.8 gigahertz computer from Apple, and been putting all the software in it, so everything's not quite up to snuff, so I can immediately get it on the show, but I may be a little slow. But anyway, going to cover a couple of interesting issues today. We've had a major problem up in Fairbanks. And those that have probably seen it on the news, I'm sure it's probably hit Alex Jones and some of these other places, about Schaefer Cox and Lonnie and Karen Vernon, of which I know. Never met them personally, but I've been doing IRS work for them, research materials to them. And I want to clarify something because I've gotten several calls here, people trying to set me up. I do not espouse that you file. I do not espouse that you do not file. I provide the research materials. You make your own choice. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll continue on with some unbelievable stuff about behind the scenes in Fairbanks.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fast fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Well, we're back from break here, and before we get started with the issues in Fairbanks, Richard Gage of A&E, Architects and Engineers, 9/11 has agreed to be on it'll be the second half of my hour next Sunday. So that should be quite interesting. I'd like to give anybody a platform. Bring your evidence, and we'll talk about your evidence. So it should be extremely interesting show next Sunday, the second hour. And I do have to say again, if it's not the most important book, it's probably... If it's not the most important, it's right at the top, is the book that Dr. Judy Wood has completed, Where Did the Towers Go? And now that we know the how this was accomplished, the evidence, the only forensic investigation with empirical evidence existing today in the public forum, a complete, comprehensive 500-page book. We have the evidence now, and it's clothed under the technology of Tesla, of which Hutchinson effect has demonstrated a lot of those phenomena. And those phenomena that he has demonstrated have show up in 911. And it's wheredidthetowersgo.com. If you read a book this year, if you really want to know, because all of the information is in there to give you, if you're a thinking person, covers all of it. Doesn't take one little sliver. It takes different aspects of it and takes it in great detail so that you can make up your own mind what happened at 911. How was it done? And once you have that evidence, wouldn't you want to know who'd done it? I would. Send your congressman, send your senator. And there are two companies that know, they have the knowledge of who had the weapons of the directed energy weapons technology to accomplish this. Science Applications International Corp, SAIC, and Applied Research Associates, ARA. Dr. Judy Wood sued him in a KETAM case, in a whistleblower case. You have the evidence now. The only one out there. The only one in existence. Why wouldn't people want to read this and find out, get the real story of what happened up there, how it was accomplished? And then, why wouldn't you want to, because Congress is the only one that can make it happen. The courts won't touch it. Too hot to handle. Get a hold of your congressman. Give him a copy of the book. Say, here's the evidence you all paid for. You didn't get. Here it is. One person did it that's qualified. Tell me it's wrong. And we'll even give you the name of the two companies that have the information of who would have this technology. And then we'll find out who done it. That's amazing. It's such a simple concept. And I hope that the people that are in the, quote, 911 truth movement, which is a misnomer, if you really want to know, get the book and read it. Tell me it's not so. I read the book. It's an absolutely great book. Very well documented, layperson oriented. There's formulas and stuff that a few people may not understand, but they're there so to back up. So this is technically provable for those that want to try to debunk it or give it a spin. So anyway, wheredidthetowersgo.com, all one word, .com. If you really want to find out something, imagine all of the stuff that's going on today because of 911. We have the Patriot Act and all the spinoffs. We have the War on Terror. We have TSA. We have the Real ID Act. We have everything in the world because of that to make us, quote, safe. From who? From what? Oh, we're not supposed to know those things. We're supposed to be little drolls like the lemmings and jump off the cliff. Well, now you got the evidence, the report. You know the two companies that know the people that had the technology, and Congress is the only people that can make it happen. And I'm going to get some draft letters and put out to send up to these folks. Do they really want to know? Or are they so deep in the corruption up there that we can't get it under national security? Do we, the American people, not have a right to know who done it? I think we do. But I don't know whether America has the will anymore. I'm hoping we do. There's a lot of good people out there. Anyway, with that said, where did the towers go.com? And I'll put my name behind it. It's valid, that book. Anyway, I want to talk about something that's happened in Fairbanks, Alaska. And it's really an unfortunate situation. Schaefer Cox has a militia group up there. Or there's a militia group with, I guess you'd say, him at the head of it. And they had a Liberty Bell, which I basically had. We didn't have a name down here for it. When I had my company and I had money. And every time I would get stopped, I would get on the cell phone and I would call for assistance. I want witnesses. I want somebody to witness it. Because I had two different scares where maybe most people have never seen this. When you are stopped, and I can call them now more technically correct, they are commercial mercenaries, hired commercial mercenaries. Because that car is owned by the state. And you basically have like a lease agreement with the state. It says so right on the title, you're a legal owner. The equitable owner, the guy that owns the property, is the state or somebody else. And I'm sure it's being collateralized just like the mortgages are in these mortgage-backed securities. I know the same game is going on. But nobody's ever pushed it like what happened on the foreclosure stuff to start to get it out in the open. But I've had, when the troopers would stop me, twice, gun, gun! Now, when you have a whole bunch of troopers behind you, six, I think, is the most I ever had. I usually had 4 to 6 troopers, APD. They just come out of nowhere. They drop everything they're doing. And usually it was about the registration, which when I started doing that, wasn't any points. But they could not allow me to not have the registered owner, Alaska State, tags on it where they own the property, and I just was leasing their stuff. I had the right of possession, and they had the right of property. That can conclusively be proven now. And I have a Supreme Court case in Alaska, and I'll be putting the briefing out. It has to be in on the 24th, and the people on my special list for $120 are going to get, the other part was a brief that has won 10 times on driver's licenses. In New York and several other states, it's actually in the code that unless you're into commerce, you do not have to have a driver's license. I'm going to take that and put all of the commercial side on it because the word register means that there is a certificated security that's in the UCC. I've been looking for that word for a long time. And I've finally tripped over it. So I can now prove by their own statutory stuff. And that's how it is a privilege to have a driver's license because the privilege and the right to travel, how can those two things coexist at the same time? The right to travel cases are correct. They've never been overturned. But yet you have to have a driver's license to have a privilege to drive. So those two things do not mix. So what are we missing? Well, the missing is that when you register the property, you go into DMV, you hand the keys over and say, I would like you to give you this. Now, I want you to give me back a certificate of title. I've never seen the manufacturer statement of origin, whether it's the actual true document of ownership or not. I actually had one of those once in my hands and gave it away. But I give it to the DMV. and they give me back a certificate of title, and it says right on it, I'm a legal owner. There are three parts in the common law, the way it's been done out of England, which we've adopted. Possession, the right of possession is like you're leasing something, taking care of it like a trustee, and the right of property, the thing. I don't get the thing. I gave it away. I gave away my, and when I found that out, I was livid. I got 84, I think it was, traffic citations in 2 years. Almost every one of them based on that issue. They would not leave me alone because they could not allow me to actually own the property. And the commercial mercenaries, because that's what they are not public officers, conclusively proven again because they all have employee affidavits. An employee, excuse me, and a public officer are not the same thing. An employee is a flunky, just like in a company. A public officer exercises some sovereignty of one of the several states or of the United States. Easily proven again. These are things that can be proven now. But boy, it's been a long haul getting to it. But I'm going to bring up in this Supreme Court case, it's in the state of Alaska. This new one, the 24th. Excuse me. It's in my throat here. The fact is, in what status does the state of Alaska appear? Are they there as one of the several states? Are they there enforcing their commercial interest? That's what they're there for. Who the hell are they? Are they there for an agency? Are they there for the agent? In the headless fourth branch, the administrative state, it conclusively exists. FDR said it did. I believe him. He endorsed the book. I got it for a $100 donation, the PFD, 400-page book. He says it's a good thing. We don't have three branches. We got four. In reality, we got three that aren't there, and we got one that exists. Back in a minute.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Okay, back from a break here, and I have a special list. I don't tell people, I guess, enough. My home page doesn't work because it's they've mucked with it, but I'm going to get around and get it redone here. I am going to learn Dreamweaver. But I'm going to be putting these briefs out. This one that was given to me, I'm going to put out, obviously, for nothing, because I'm not going to. But the rest of it that I'm going to add is going to be in the people with a special list. They're going to get the briefing that I'm going to be doing. They're going to see the battle. The quiet title action going on, I'm going to talk about that a little later in Dillingham. That's in the special list. I've got permission to put that out. Normally, a lot of the people that I provide research material, they don't want their information out for a lot of various reasons. And I respect that. I don't give any of that out. But the one in Fairbanks, the Vernons, now that it's out, I have permission to put some of their information out, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute as soon as I get through with the driver's license issue. But when you are stopped by a policeman, and I am not overstating the issue, you have met a potential executioner, and he will get away with it almost unequivocally. Because I've got it from troopers, a few that I know that talk to me behind the scenes. They're taught, if anything happens, I was in fear of my life or in fear of the public. And that's their get-out-of-jail card. Every time you'll see it. I've had it done when they got me down and worked me over for about a minute and a half, and I had a bad shoulder. And the guy said he's in fear of his life, and there's four of them big thugs, commercial mercenary thugs standing there. Brad Nelson was one of them. And they're in fear of their life, and they got me down, and I got a shoulder that's just, when they turned me loose, I went clear. I don't faint easily. I've never fainted. I fell clear to the ground. I couldn't even stand. Took me 9 years, 5 years at the appellate court. Took me 9 years to get to court. And then, of course, Judge Singleton down here set the jury instructions up so I couldn't win. What are you going to do? And I didn't have another $455 to go back up on appeal, maybe wait another 5 years. And this is how they do it. This is how they keep the lid on these things. And they walked. But, of course, you should know, the Supreme Court, because I went up there on constitutional seizure, and I was about 2 years ahead, and I had too many issues. And the Supreme Court has ruled every traffic stop, including the person that's sitting in the driver, does not have to get out of the car. They cannot expand beyond the probable cause to the stop. You keep anything that's going on hidden. You do never get out of the car, ever, under any circumstance, unless you're under arrest and you want to know why. As soon as you get out of that car, all sorts of things can happen. Never get out of the car. They can order you out. You say, no, I'm in fear of my life. Why am I in fear of my life? Because you have use of force continuum that escalates up from officer present to verbal commands, which are military commands, on up, clear up through the locks that they do on it, pepper spray, and up to the batons, up to the Glock, where they kill you. And they will walk. And their definition of force is whatever it takes to get you to submit. Nothing about the law. That's right in the Alaska, in their regulations. I read their stuff. It's amazing what you can find if you take the thing. And they admit in the Wausau thing they don't have any police power. It's just an accepted practice. They're professionals in making citizens arrest. That's right in the Wausau police thing that they teach them. They know that we don't own these cars. They teach them that. We just don't know. We think because we're driving it, the word own means something. It does not. We don't own anything. They've hoodwinked us. And we're not taught any of this in high school, grade school, or college. Maybe a little bit in some college course, unique college course. Most attorneys don't know this. They don't want to know it. It's absolutely astounding. It's like everything we see is basically like in the first movie, The Matrix. We're in a dream world. And very few people can exit the dream world and face reality. It scares people. It's fear. Now, the people in Fairbanks. Lonnie and Karen, truck drivers, Vernon is their name. Schaefer Cox, he is involved. Basically, as far as I know, he's the head guy of the militia in Fairbanks. And he gets involved, and they have the Liberty Bell, which the same thing that I had down here. We didn't have a name for it. I don't do names. I don't do organizations. I had plants. And one of them that was, anytime you get born two people, you're probably going to have some hidden plant, or you're going to have somebody that's going to get his foot stepped on, and he'll sell you out to save your soul. Happens. Just expect it. I have since learned any information of a critical nature should always be compartmentalized. You just can't have it out there. But they're going to know, just like what they did in this complaint up there of these people. They were getting around, and they had all this information. They had it. But anyway, it's Schaefer Cox. He's in the militia up there, and the Vernons and Barney, and I forget what the other guy is. I'll see what his name is. I don't know the other two here. Back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. the online store, it's a featured product. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, well, we're back from break here, and this is just, I don't know, it's so unbelievable. I mean, I have never met these people up there, but I know Lonnie has been frustrated with, and I'm going to show you why, because they have an IRS case that I've been providing research, and they only indicted four of the five people. So one of them obviously was involved in saving his own skin, would be my guess. I don't know that for a fact, but I would suggest that anyway. But it's Barney and Schaefer Cox and the two Vernons. And what is really interesting in this, there are so many holes in this, but what they do is they say here, I, investigator Avery Thompson, based on my investigation and the investigations of principal case investigator Joshua Moore, Captain Burke Barrick, Lieutenant Ronald Wall, Lieutenant Lawrence Piscaya, Sergeant Scott Johnson, investigator Albert Bell, and others, and based on, this is interesting, recordings made lawfully by the FBI through technological resources available to them and obtained by the state troopers in a manner authorized by state law, attest to the following in state. First of all, it's all hearsay. They attest, all these people attest, and it's signed at the bottom. There's no penalties of perjury. No, there's not even like a complaint that would stand up under a misdemeanor. And these are felonies. Okay, that's the first thing. This is an information. These people haven't even been indicted. You know what the bond is? $2 million a pop. God, we got criminals, big-time criminals that don't get nailed for that. They have a major problem. What's an information? This is an information. See, what's supposed to happen? Easily prove it again. There's supposed to be a preliminary examination where the people bring in the evidence. These people, four people, would show up. The people that have the evidence have to bring it in and present evidence in a court under oath. And then the other side gets to listen and they can ask questions. It's not a complete trial. They also can bring in evidence if they choose. And then before their statements are given to the grand jury above, the judge says, is this really what you want to say? Because everything you say in here will be used against you. You want to make sure that you're not misstating. This is in the Annotated Code Laws of Alaska. It's also in a Supreme Court case for the Territory of Alaska. Do we have preliminary examinations in Alaska? No. They moved it into Rule 5 and 5.1. They will never have one. I've asked some high-powered attorneys. They said, we never have one. Never, ever. They won't ever have one. So we have an information. Well, what's an information? An accusation, this is out of Black's Fourth, exhibited against a person for some criminal offense without an indictment. An accusation in the nature of an indictment from which it differs only in being presented by a competent public officer on his oath of office. Whoa, well, we have no public officers in Alaska. Conclusively proven. Not even the judges come close. None of them. They all are employees. They sign affidavits. They're flunkies. But it's on his oath of office. They don't have an oath of office as a public officer. They can't get 41 words right. Conclusively proven. They have no civil commission, the judges. They have to be appointed, signed by the governor. They got a little stamp. They don't even have a headlight on it. I've got one real civil commission. We found one in all the years that we were looking. Nobody in Alaska has one. No judge. They're not judges. They're criminals. Absolutely. And this is a written accusation sworn to before a magistrate upon which an indictment is afterwards founded. It's not even under the penalties of perjury or anything. It's all smoke. Will the public pretenders do anything about it? Of course not. Because we are not supposed to know these things. We're not supposed to know. Why is that? I love this one here. Based on recordings made lawfully by the FBI through technological resources available to them. Now, they were following Schaefer Cox got involved in a issue, whether it was a setup or not, I don't know. The story is, but I don't have the facts, hearsay, that a call was to a 911 location and the computer was plugged in and the telephone, they couldn't have made a 911 call. Cox walks over to a trooper, doesn't say he has a concealed weapon. In Alaska, you do not need a permit to carry a concealed weapon. I actually got a permit. I went through the course, and then I gave it back to the troopers. And I had to fight with that trooper. I said, I do not want this. I want it canceled. I don't need a permit. Why would I need your permission in Alaska to begin with? I don't want it. I wanted to know the ins and outs of the legal side of it. That's all I want. That's all I wanted. I got it and I gave it back to him. I don't want it. It's amazing. They didn't want to take it back. They took it back and I made them sign that it took it back and that it was canceled. I didn't want nothing to do with the permission to have a permit to carry concealed weapons. Anyway, Cox shows up. He walks over to the trooper. Doesn't announce supposedly that he has a concealed weapon. You know, I have no way to know the truth. I know that the troopers unequivocally lie. Unequivocally, without exception, they lie. They lie more than they tell the truth. And that's a terrible thing to say about these people. And they're not out there to protect and serve the people. I got some cases on the McDonald versus the city of Chicago. Yeah, they filed a brief. The cops are not there to help you at all. They're there for commercial purposes and for the, quote, community. They have nothing to do with your individual rights. It's all an illusion. So anyway, they get around and have a common law trial. Nonsense. It's not the way to attack this. He could have beat it in court if what the information is true. Goes to court. They made a video. And he tells the judge and the troopers, I'm not going to show up for trial on the 14th. Well, that's really sweet and lovely. What do you think the court's going to do? They're just going to let you roll over and walk out the door? No. Not appearing, not giving them, quote, jurisdiction, well, that's all a bunch of nonsense. They will come for you. So he went into hiding, I guess. So they issued warrants for his arrest. Of course, why not? What do you think they're going to do? Well, he unfortunately went to the Vernons, which live about 50 miles outside of Fairbanks. And in the process, they're doing, they got one guy, this Barney, he goes up and takes pictures of a trooper at a filling station. And then the trooper walks over and asks him what he's doing, and he leaves. Now, that's really subtle, isn't it? Oh, God, these guys are great. And they have this, what they call Plan 241, the number, 241. If anything happens to one of them, two happens to somebody else. They'll kill two of them, or they'll kidnap two of them, or burn two of their houses down. But what Cox did is he commandeered this to his own specific problem because he didn't take the misdemeanor. He escalated a little piece of sand. I've had seven misdemeanors, and six of them they've dropped. And the only reason why they couldn't beat the other ones because it was a setup. It was a sting. Okay, live and learn. Been there, done that. He could have walked away with nothing, a slap on the wrist if he lost. So he goes into hiding, goes over to the Vernons, and in the process, they have a .50 caliber, belt-fed. Nice guns, by the way. I got to fire those in the military. A 30 caliber and I guess some grenades, military-type grenades, pineapple grade grenades, I think they called them. So they're getting in trouble. They're just making worse to worse. And then they go around meeting in different places thinking that the FBI or somebody is not going to have the ability to do surveillance in, like, in their house. Some of this is like first-hand knowledge, so there's got to be a rat in the bunch. There always is. Ever. Always. Take my word for it. You get three of you, one of you is a rat, probably. He's a plant. Or he'll get his toe stepped on and he'll sell you out to save his skin. And you think they can't listen in restaurants or in houses? They can plant bugs in, they can listen to windows. All this is extremely simple. Technology's long been out there. There is no privacy. You're fooling yourself. So they make these different statements about they're going to surveil these troopers and they're going to maybe do a judge in and do a couple troopers or burn their houses down. And you can't do that. Excuse me just a minute here. I've got a laser. You can't do that in today's world. It's very frustrating to know you're right and to keep being told you don't know what you're doing. We have to be better than they are. I know they're criminals. The most heinous criminals in the United States are wearing black robes, and a lot of them, not all of them, not, you can't say every judge is bad. You can't say that. There are a few good ones, not many. You can't say every policeman's all bad, because I know some good ones. They'd like to do the right thing, but they can't. Because if they do, they get fired. There are some out there, but the majority, vast majority, I will say, are criminals. And there's another bunch of them that are beyond that. I've seen it. When they get together, it's like a pack of wolves or something. It's like a gang thing. They just go berserk. It's like which one can outdo the other one and showing how he is. It happens. I guarantee you. I got so much firsthand knowledge on that. And like I said before, when I got stopped with the thing twice, they did this thing, and you have them standing around, you'll have them on each side, and they're standing there, and they holler, gun, gun, and you freeze, you don't move, and you hope you make it through it. So I learned I had a lot of damn practice with these cops. I've got a video camera, got a recorder, and I put my hands on the steering wheel, and I didn't move. For my own survival, hopefully, because they could execute me, and they wanted to. Some of them did, absolutely. They don't like you to challenge their authority, and some of them really have mental problems, so you got to be very, very careful when you deal with these guys. Because there's a small percentage of them that are extremely dangerous and armed. So anyway, these guys think they're going to get away with this up there, and then they're going to put out a thing on Twitter to do the 2-4-1 plan. We're going to take down two of them for one. I mean, give me a break. This is dumber than a rock. Laurel and Hardy would have done better than this. Or the Three Stooges. I cannot believe this. But there's probably some validity to it because they got the recordings, and I know, and I don't know Lonnie and Karen personally. They're nice people, but I know they were getting frustrated because I kept providing research materials, and they used other stuff, too, that they got from, boy, I don't know where. But when you put the truth in, it gets very frustrating. I talk to people every day. You're 100% right, and they come out and say it's frivolous, without merit. They just thumb your nose at it. What do you do? It's almost like uncontrolled insanity. Anarchy, almost. And the government is the criminal. And the courts keep the lid on it. So anyway, their case was getting ready to have a brief filed against the summary judgment and getting ready all this work to go to the Ninth Circuit and do a writ of mandamus to the lower judge, Judge Beislein, Ralph Beislein. He is more dangerous than Singleton in Anchorage because Beislein is ignorant. All he did was rubber stamp whatever the DOJ said. The sun comes up in the north and sets in the east. That's the way it works. Whatever they said, he supported. No findings of fact, no conclusions of law. And I'm going to get into what they did to the Vernons. And this is not the only one like this out there. I wish it were an exception, but it's not. When you finally get these guys cornered, they get dangerous and they will not talk. They will not address the issues. And it's frustrating when you know the truth and you can't go anywhere on it. Here, I better pay attention to my thing here to see if I got any callers here. No, I don't have any, I guess. Actually, I do. Willis in Idaho, I heard a thing here. Willis, you got a question?
Hi, Ralph. I wanted to just tell you, God bless your tenacity. You're a fearsome competitor, and you've had the stick-to-itiveness to get in and do this stuff. I've had many similars. You're telling your stories and whatnot. I have had many similars. I've been beat up by the cops. I've had them pull their guns on me 3 times. I've been tasered. I spent 75 days in jail wrongfully on the word of a cop. And the judges get in there. It's funny, this Judge Windmiller, I don't know if you're familiar with this Randy Steele case, but I've been before Windmiller 2 or 3 times. He is as crooked as the day is long. But I was going to ask you the thing, and by the way, your advice is absolutely gold. People should listen to what you're saying. You have firsthand experience. I will second it all. I've been there, done that. I don't have the tenacity to hang in there and fight them at their own system, because just like you're saying, even when you're right, even when you win, you lose.
We are making headway. Believe it or not, in an IRS case, they've admitted that their liens are invalid. And I'm involved here in a quiet title action with Dave Gladden. He's got everything on the line. I have his permission to put his materials out there, and we're going to be filing in next week. And he's going to blow the lid off everything, or they're liable to kill him. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, God bless you, and our prayers will be with you. The question that I have for you is, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, on this network, Ed Wehler in the USA versus U.S., and what they're doing, but it sounds very similar to the case you did with a driver's license. They compel you to have a driver's license, and then they, you know, get all into that whole catch-22. They're doing it with a Social Security number. Have you been paying attention to that at all?
No, but I can. Do you know who has to have a Social Security number to put it on a form?
No.
You know? It's real simple. First of all, it's 6109, 26 U.S.C. 6109. You got to put it on forms, right? Okay, I agree with Congress. The gospel according to the den of vipers. Okay, and there's got to be regulations promulgated. I agree. I will stipulate to that. Okay, so I go to the Part 1, which is individual income tax. So under the CFRs, it'll be 26 CFR 1 point something, authorized by 6109. Okay, so now there's two tests. This works on all the feds. It's so simple. In the Federal Register Act, it said that the Federal Administrative Committee shall implement the Federal Register Act. Hold a minute. We'll be back. And I'll tell you who has to do Social Security on a form.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. a beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, back for a break here. And to sum up the Social Security number, and this easily proven, conclusively with evidence of which the courts must take judicial notice because Congress wrote it, so there's no wiggle room, and they must put it into effect as written, or there's got to be a severability clause, and they take that part out, or it's unconstitutional. They have no other choice. That's it. If Congress says the sun comes up in the north and sets in the west, or it's comes up the north and sets in the north, that's the way it is. So under the Social Security thing of 26 U.S.C. 6109, you go look in each one of these places. They have to, and in the congressional record, nothing actually touches us except by regulations. There are only two types. Do not be fooled by implementing. There are subsidy rigs that have the force and effect of law. There are implementing, which are nothing more than some attorneys, and the courts give them deference because you don't know any better, and we don't know any better, to say these have no force and effect of law, and I really don't care what that attorney in D.C. says. It's irrelevant. So we take that Congress mandated where under 61, this has got to be by regulation, 6109. Step one, I found where it says there's got to be regulations to exist. Where can I conclusively prove whether they exist or not, and if there's two tests, only two. The first one is the Federal Register Act, which the Federal Administrative Committee was mandated by Congress under the 1 CFRs to put it into effect. They did. And under 1 CFR 21.43, if there is a specific mandatory grant, general grants are nonsense. They're irrelevant. 7805 is interpretive, has no effect. If there is a specific grant, Congress says you shall, the secretary shall promulgate regulations. That's a specific grant. You shall do it. I go by the administrative committee that said if that does exist, the specific statutory authority, even though it's code, must be listed, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, behind the table of contents. Okay, so I go there with the CFR books for the IRS. There are 13 volumes. Part 1, there's Part 20, gifts. Part 31, employer. And there is the Part 301, which are strictly for feds, the federal employees. Most people don't know that either. But I go to the Part 1, individual income taxes. I'm going to buy into your fraud. I'm taking you at your word. So I go into the books, the 13 volumes, and I look behind the table of contents. For any regulation that has a statutory authority behind the table of contents that has the statutory authority of 6109, there is one for Part 1. Do you know who it is? It is for tax preparers. If you prepare taxes, you are mandated by them to put down your Social Security number. That's it. There is none for W-2s, W-4s, none of it. Now, if that one is there, and it is, there's one for Part 31, employee employers. Same thing if you're preparing the taxes for somebody else, a tax preparer. The first test is it is behind the table of contents. Test number 2, the Administrative Procedures Act passed in 1946 that is now in Title 5 USC chapters 5 through 9, but it's 553 B, C, and D. That's informal rulemaking. They must stayed in there for the subsidy regs that have the force and effect that they're in compliance with 553B. IRS does not do any, zero, zip, nada, never have, never will. It can't. Back in a minute.